The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
Great reminder in the Psalms today as we open up chapter 4 that when we put our unequivocal trust in God, there's nothing to fear. So let's give today's word some context. We've got King David, and he's got a lot of people that are rising up against him. But David finds confidence in knowing that God is watching over him because David trusts in God. He fears God. So David's actions are good. They're not evil. Here's Psalms chapter 4, verse 1. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. So there's David making his prayer known to God. And then he puts the people in check who are chasing him or trying to thwart him and overtake his kingdom. In verse 2, he says, O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? So there David knows that God is going to once again guide David through these bad times. David's adversaries or his haters, they love lies and deception, and that wickedness is what God hates. Wickedness, sin, God hates both, right? And as God, being the creator and ruler of the universe, he's going to crush sin. He's going to destroy these evil forces. Then David declares that God is going to watch over David because David trusts in God, and David's actions are with good intent, unlike his enemies who have evil intentions. Verse 3 says, But know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. The Lord hears the righteous when they call out to him. And this is a great reminder for us to always stay in prayer with God, not just on Sundays or before meals, but to always be in communion with God via prayer. And to also trust in God, not the opinions of man. David could have given in to his enemies here. Their opinions seemed to dominate the masses, but instead, he stood for what was righteous. He didn't capitulate or cave in. He knew his cause was God's cause, so he stood up for it. A sad commentary on today's culture is that the masses tend to mock God. Atheism and Darwinism and other unproven theories are being taught across schools and universities and are openly embraced as facts, while people who trust in God, on the other hand, are mocked. This is a good reminder for us to stand up for the gospel, even though the crowds tend to mock and make fun of it. We should strive to be more like David, not whatever the current trending flavor of the week happens to be. Thanks for listening. Have a great day and God bless.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.